Well, Charlie, obviously so much excitement after yesterday's victory. The big question was, horse in good shape, Oceanographer.
Yes, delighted. He grubbed up there last night, people have been asking, have we taken advice on how to back a horse up? And as I say, we let the horse do the talking and got in there this morning. He's eaten up. He looked bright. To the scale, he was good. He just lost 5 kilos, which you naturally expect when you've ran the race he has. He had a jog around the track, and Kerry, his rider, who knows him inside out, so he felt great. And to the eye, he looked good. So he went back to the barn there and had a roll and a pick of grass there. And, no negatives at all.
And the locals very impressed with it. They're getting the sort of sectional timings. 24 hours on, how impressed were you with it?
Yeah, as you know as well as I did, turning for home, I thought we've got a bit to do. But the track suited him. That run style suited the track as well, and the race. Of course, you had to be impressed. You know, the last 200 metres there was. I must have been 200 metres out. I didn't think we would get there, but he put his head down, accelerated again. So obviously, it's a very impressive performance.
And you've got two. Kiwi, obviously, has been over here, has done thrived here. Both your horses have loved a bit of Australian air.
Kiwi's been in great shape. But I mean, Kiwi, for me, Kiwi brought a good level of form to the table coming over. And like I say, he was second in both those. Festival races at Ascot and Goodwood, and put up good performances there over the extended trip. So I always thought he'd be a horse that we brought down here. He would be interesting over the extended trips. Oceanographer was the horse that a lot of people back in the UK thought that the style of racing would suit him over here. But he was an unknown quantity and quality, should we say, and he's just done nothing but thrive so far.
When you set out as a trainer, did you think you had the chance to become, you'd ever have the chance to become the first British trainer to win the Emirates Melbourne Cup?
That's a chance. We haven't done it yet, but we'll give it a go. But look, it's exciting. I'm in a very, very privileged position of the who I work for. His Highness and Godolphin have been such huge supporters of me since I've joined, and I can't thank them enough. And I have a great team behind me. You're only as good as the guys that are around you, and the backroom guys that I've got there are fantastic at doing the job that we asked them to do.
Can your two beat the Australian trained Godolphin Hotshot Hartnell?
Again, strictly on the book, I feel Hartnell's got an outstanding chance. You know, as you know, back in the UK, he's won over the extended trip there, and as a 3-year-old there. And what he's done over here, he's just been unlucky. There's been a Supermare and Winx just there in front of him, but he's lost nothing in defeat. So, I genuinely do think he is the horse we've got to beat. And if we beat him, great. And if we don't and he wins, I'll be delighted. Anyway, it's just great for Godolphin.
Well done yesterday and good luck on Tuesday.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Charlie. Thank you.